All right, so we'll get the party started again. We've got two more awesome speakers to finish off our night tonight. And next up, our fourth speaker is author Jane Durst Polkiss. And I'm really excited that we have her here tonight to speak with everyone. Now, if you're questioning your confidence, you're feeling unsatisfied and not as healthy as you want, then it's time to meet Jane. This would apply definitely to some of your clients for sure as well. She's an acclaimed author, leading educator, and accredited nutritionist. Jane is a frequent guest speaker, or guest expert and analyst on both network television and nationally syndicated radio shows. She empowers, inspires, and motivates people to take control of their health and transform their lives. With her unique approach, Jane adapts traditional education and experience to meet the needs of a changing society, enabling you to take back control through holistic care and mental well-being to finally live the life of your dreams. Woohoo! Jane is recognized as a powerful motivator and facilitator. She has traveled the world presenting to various groups, including Fortune 500 companies. She's been a contributor to Fashion and Yoga magazine, in addition to teaching at the Institute of Holistic Nutrition. I am thrilled that Jane is able to join us, and she's going to be reviewing some of the concepts in her book about the importance of confidence in building a business. What an awesome topic. So let's give a warm welcome to Jane.
Thank you so much. What a pleasure to be here this evening with all of you. I think this is wonderful that we're doing this. I want to start by asking you to raise your hand if you have a dream. Raise your hand if you would like to take your business to the very next level. Raise your hand if you don't really know how to do that. Perhaps you came here tonight because you're frustrated. You're a nutritionist or a homeopathic or a naturopathic doctor, and you just feel frustrated in the business that you're in right now. Perhaps you feel the market is saturated with too many people out there, and maybe you're not good enough. Maybe you've spent a lot of money on all these different courses and all these different things, and yet you haven't perfected the one modality that you love so much. Perhaps you feel that there are people that are better than you out there. Maybe you have negative Nancys that are surrounding you, sort of sabotaging your dream as you go towards greatness. Potentially, you don't know what to do. But I want you to imagine for one moment waking up every morning being so excited that you can barely wait to get out of bed so that you can transform so many people's lives. I want you to imagine the business of your dream. I want you to imagine that you're affecting millions of people or hundreds of people or lots of people around the world. Because as we have the internet, we're able to touch so many people's lives. I want you to imagine for that moment that you're doing this. Why is this happening? Why are we stuck? What is going on with us? How is this happening? You know, as a nutritionist, I was going to become a dietitian. And I, at that fourth year, I decided I was not going to go down that dietary road. So I decided that I wanted to spend more time studying holistic nutrition. But I want to tell you a little story about myself. I grew up in 1958. There were 9 children in my family. We were all 1 year apart. The attempt of getting my parents' attention, I will say, was rather daunting. What I was really looking for was that support, that emotional support. I really wanted to tell my mom so many things. But I never got that connection that I was longing for. And what happened to me, it stole my confidence. It stole my self-esteem. So I faked it as I went through life. But I struggled, as so many people did. I put a face on to the world that I was okay. But I knew that I wasn't okay. And so I made it my mission in this lifetime to recover and to establish and to get back that self-esteem. Because if we don't have that self-esteem, we're not going to be able to achieve that dream. Would you agree with me? And here's what I heard on the telephone. My mother telling her friends how wonderful Mark was, how academic John was, how incredibly athletic Joanne was, and on and on and on. And I never heard of that. So I struggled with my own self-esteem for many, many, many years. And then I opened my practice when I was 40 years old. And I was still struggling with this. Yet I had this incredible dream of a very successful practice. And I wanted to figure out, how can I get this confidence back? And a funny thing I noticed along the way, each client that came to me and each client that comes to me today, and I see a lot of people all the time, I really, really believe at the root of them is a lack of confidence, a lack of self-esteem. See, health problems are multidimensional, but at the core of our being, if we don't feel good inside, we're not going to have the best health. Okay, so I made it my life mission to go figure out, to travel, to go to seminars, to become a seminar junkie, to gather little bits of information so that I could change my life. And then in one day walked a woman. Her name was Joanne. Joanne was a woman who was on welfare, who was a smoker, who was extremely unhealthy. But she had a desire to change her life. And at this moment, I really didn't know what to do for her because she couldn't afford to do anything other than pay for the session. And so what I gave her was an affirmation. The affirmation I chose for her, because I had just read Louise Hay's book, was "I love myself." And off she went. 6 weeks later, she walks back in, she sits down, and I have to tell you honestly, I did not recognize that woman when she sat back down. I went to my day timer to look at the name of the book, and it was actually, in fact, her. "Joanne, what did you do?" She says, "I did what you told me to do." And I said, "I have no idea what I told you to do. You said to say that every time I saw myself in the mirror, that I would say these words, I love myself, I love myself. You also told me to walk 1 hour a day." Joanne lost 25 pounds. It was in that moment that I knew that if three words could change her life, I could use these words too for myself. And so I began to use these words, and miraculous things happened. Because like you, I had this amazing dream of making a difference in people's lives. Because you see, I want to go to bed every night feeling like that I've really made a difference and that I've contributed and left a legacy in this world. And I really, really, really wanted to do this. And so I collected all these little things along the way. So tonight I want to share with you some of these things that I collected. And you may find that you're actually doing some of these things, and you may find you're not doing some of these things. So in your head right now, I want you to ask yourself, from a scale, on a scale of 1 to 10, where do you sit with self-confidence and self-esteem? Is it a 10? And where do you think we could make some changes? Why do you think that's happened to you personally? Because would you agree with me that your clients want to see you as that confident person? Completely confident. Because that energy that you have is going to take them on that journey back to their health. And so I want you to fill in this sentence. I am, and fill in the last word. Got your word? Okay. Anybody want to share the word?
Fabulous.
Fabulous. Because you see, whatever you say after the word I am, it's going to follow you. So if you say I am depressed, I am lonely, I am sad, I am tired, I am this, I am that, it's going to follow you. So we are the cream of the crop. You have a gift. Every single person in this room here tonight has a gift to offer to the world. We must find it and we must utilize it completely. But think about what you just said after the word I am. There are 7 deadly words that will sabotage not only your relationships, but your business opportunities. You may want to write these down. And I'm going to challenge you for 21 days to eliminate these 7 words out of your vocabulary. Because if you do, I guarantee you, amazing things will begin to happen. First word is I can't. You see, if you're a cantaholic, you are going to have a problem. And can't lives on Wolf Street. And it's funny how often we use this word in our vocabulary in conversations all the time. The second word is need. Need implies something has to happen for you before you take that step. The next word is try. I'm going to try to get business. I'm going to try to get clients. Try means that there's a 50% chance it's not going to happen. If I tell you I'm going to try to come to your party, I've given myself an out. So you're either going to do it or you're not going to do it. The next word is should. When you say should, you are shoulding on yourself. So give yourself a little bit of a break here. Need implies something else has to happen as well. Sorry is a bonus word. Do you know, as Canadians, we say this word all the time. Sorry to bother you. Sorry, sorry, sorry. Sorry to go to the washroom. If you step on somebody's toe, absolutely say sorry. But if you're always apologizing for yourself, what are you actually doing? Would you agree with me? You're putting yourself down a little bit? So we have can't. We have should. We have need. We have try. What about if? If this happens, if this happens, if this happens. Then there is or. You know, if they offer you vanilla or chocolate, sort of, why not have both? You can have both of everything. You don't have to limit yourself. So I encourage you to use, to eliminate these words out of your vocabulary. It'll create amazing things. How many of you wake up every morning with, wake up really early and create for yourself in that early morning day of what you're going to accomplish that day? Raise your hand if you do a list of all the things you want to do. Okay? If you don't know where you're going, you're never going to get there. If you start in Toronto and you want to go to Vancouver, you need to have a plan because you're going to get lost somewhere in Calgary. If your goal is to master some modality, I encourage you to start in Toronto, but make sure you end up in Vancouver. And how do you do that? You know how I get on breakfast television? Real simple way. I sat down. I was a stay-at-home mom for 20 years. I was a little person who didn't even know how to use a computer, and I swear to God, that's the truth. But I wanted to be on TV. I wanted that dream. And so I sat down, and I did this little piece of paper, and today's date, and I wrote a year from now. And then there at the bottom, I wrote, I want to have more advertising, I want to make X amount of money, and I want to be on breakfast television. And I thought, how the heck can I possibly do that? Nobody knows who I am. I'm just a little nutritionist up in this little health food store doing liposol analysis. I clearly thought that, but I also believed in my dream. And so I did everything. I called the station. I sent a flyer. They lost it. I called again. They sent a flyer. They lost it, blah, blah, blah. Eventually I said to her, you know what, can I come and see you? I walked into the office, and she looked me up and down from head to toe, and she said, you're on tomorrow. I've been on 20 times. 20 times. But as I drove home that day, I thought to myself, wow, if I can do it, you can do it. It really does require doing something every single day. Vancouver, Toronto to Vancouver. We must be proactive. I had an amazing opportunity of working at a walk-in clinic with 12 medical doctors. I actually sat down one day and I just created this goal. This is what I wanted. And boom, 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 everything fit into that which I created. So I encourage you to write down exactly what you want. And if you do that and follow up on it and report back. Now, would you agree with me that there are people that are stealing your dream? You see, a long time ago, I decided that in my personal relationships, people have to help me grow or they have to go. I am not allowing anybody to steal my dream. And every time I went on breakfast television, I don't want to call my friends and say, oh my God, was that amazing or what? I don't want people saying that was really nice. Because I saw those people. Because I graduated from the Institute of Holistic Nutrition. And when I told other people, I got this vibe from them that I thought, well, I can't really tell them anymore. But I wanted people to celebrate in my joys. Hurt people, help happy people, are happy for other people. So get rid of these negative words. Create your goals every single day. There are many modalities that you may be operating with. There is one or two that are probably really, you're really good at. And then there's a bunch of them. I know when I started doing live blood cell analysis, I thought, this is my baby. But now I do metabolic balance, psychosomatic energetic medicine, I do all kinds of stuff. But I've honed my skills now into really where I actually like to do it the most. And if you want to have that confidence, you have to walk your talk too. You can't sell something that you don't believe in yourself. Affirmations. Anybody use an affirmation? Okay. If you use an affirmation, it changes cellularly in your body. It literally can change things. An affirmation I chose years ago was long because I was in a bit of a struggle. Is I'm happy, healthy, peaceful, prosperous, live in an abundant spiritual and emotional world. My business and personal and spiritual life are growing beyond my wildest expectations and money flows to me. Yes. As soon as I said it, things changed. It's amazing. It's a long one. Now, if you're going to use an affirmation,
it's really important that you don't make it so long, because you have to repeat it over and over and over again. And last thing I want to leave you with, and I know this sounds so weird and people don't always believe in it, but I don't know about you, but I have a vision board that I create every January the 1st, and it is in my closet on the wall. And I keep every single one of those vision boards. And as I go through the year, and actually I don't even collect pictures anymore, I just draw. I just draw anything. Me standing on a stage holding a microphone. I just had a grandbaby last year. I've got another grandbaby sitting there waiting to be born on this little board. So I have it all there. And as I go and get all these things, I just go along and check, 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 check. Because you see, the universe wants to help you. Life is like a restaurant. You must put your order in. If you don't tell the people what you want, how are you going to get it? It's really important to, you know, I remember this thing when I wrote this in my book. I was sitting on the dock of my parents' cottage when I was like about 13 years old. And there's a seagull going around and around and around for 5 minutes. And all of a sudden it dives into the water and grabs a fish. And I thought, wow, what a metaphor for life. If you take your eye off the prize, you're going to lose it. Doesn't matter how old you are. I never look at anybody's websites. I never do. I do not compare myself to anybody. Every person is coming to you for very specific reasons. If we compare ourselves or judge ourselves by other people's standards, it's not going to work. You have a gift. And I want to leave you with a quote tonight that I just love. Why do you spend your whole life trying to fit in when you were born to stand out?
Amazing.
Any questions?
Do you have any questions for Jane tonight? Everyone's in like a flow of zen at the moment.
Name of my book? The Book on Confidence, The Complete Guide to Standing Tall on the Inside. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I know that one of the affirmations that I often use is that I am enough, right? And just that alone is something that awakens something inside of me. So I definitely think that what Jane said is completely accurate, and I encourage you to get affirmations in your life that have meaning for you. And, you know, when she's talking about the vision board, I don't know how many of you in here went to IHN, but that's one of the exercises that we do there. And I just think it's so powerful. I had a student actually at one point come back to me and say, oh my gosh, I ordered up a husband and a dog and I got them. I'm like, wow, we accomplished something in that class. I think that vision boards definitely are incredibly powerful. And one of the things that Jane mentioned in there that I just wanted to highlight because I thought it was so important is when she talked about action. You know, ordering up stuff from the universe is so important, but then taking that action is so essential as well. And so I just really appreciate you coming tonight and sharing your knowledge and all your juicy awesomeness with us. It was really, really fantastic.